Today we have on telephone line the Chief Operating Officer Australasia, Mr. Sriram Narayan, with us, who's going to talk to us about the VFS scams that have been going around and some of the community members that have been affected by it. Welcome to the show, Mr. Narayan.
Thank you, Preeti. Glad to be on the show. And may I first state that it would probably be wrong to call it a VFS scam, because VFS is not involved with this. It's, VFS's name is being used by scamsters, but it's not a scam that is being committed by VFS or its employees.
Yeah, but the scam has been done in the name of VFS. Let's start with this particular thing, because you're saying that it's not been done by VFS. How sure are you that the sensitive information of the people who come to Australia and the clients of VFS, how safe is the information within VFS? Because obviously, somebody is getting these sensitive information about people and then they are doing the scam in the name of VFS. That's what you're saying. So how secure is the information that you have?
So let's take the case in point of Jitinder Singh, who unfortunately has fallen victim to this scam. Jitinder applied in Chandigarh for his Australian visa through an agent. He did not connect with VFS's office. He came into Australia on his Indian passport, and if you recollect, the call was made to his Australian cell phone. So in the first place, VFS did not, when he submits his application for his Australian visa, it does not take into account his Australian cell phone number. So firstly, that information is not collected either by the Australian embassy at the time of application. VFS is a processing agency in the sense that it collates applications which are sent to the Australian embassy. We collect them, send them on to the Australian embassy, and the visa is mailed directly to the applicant. We do not retain any applicant data with us. The data which was used by the scamsters, that was not provided in his application. Secondly, VFS is served over 50 client governments globally. We have been in the business for more than 15 years, and client data transits through us. However, its integrity of the data is absolutely vital for us, and we ensure very, very strict measures with regards to confidentiality of customer information. So none of our staff, for example, are hired before a background check and a criminal check is done. No staff of ours is allowed to take his or her mobile phone inside the visa application center, so they cannot take any copies of that. Data which is received in the application center is transmitted immediately to the client government and then purged from our systems. We do not retain records, past records of applications either. So from a point of view of this particular case again of Jatinder, he has fallen victim to a scam, and the only way in which VFS's name was tied with this was the scamster asked him to go to the website of the High Commission of India and say that the contact center for VFS is, do you see the number over there? And the number that was reflected on Jatinder's caller ID was that number. This particular scam is known as spoofing. To prevent this from a point of view of applicants, to ensure that they are protected, on all our websites, we have put details advising customers and applicants about scams of this sort and of them to be, to making them aware that these possible scams can take place, and that VFS does not call clients and ask them for personal details or indeed for remittances of money under any circumstances.
Yeah, I do understand that. And there's just that one line that is put on VFS's website. But is that all the responsibility that VFS will take? I understand what you're saying, that he applied through an agent, but you do admit that the information does transit through VFS. And it's not just the case of Jitinder. I've got another case over here, which is Jaspreet. He came on a student visa over here as well on the 31st of July. And the same scam happened to him, and he's transferred $920 to someone in India. And SBS Punjabi has exposed such scams in the past as well. So are you trying to say that there was no information leaked from VFS? Like, if the employees are not allowed allowed to take a phone inside. Or anything. That doesn't really stop people from leaking the information. So if you are saying that the employees are not leaking the information, do you think your system is being hacked?
Absolutely not. The alerts that we have put on our website, if you click on the more details section under the scam alert, there's a whole detailed information that is made available. The High Commission of India also has similar warnings which are put out. And if you will Google this, Preeti, you will find that such scams are very, very common.
Yeah, there are all sorts of scams in every area. But right now, we are just talking about the scam that's been happening in the name of VFS. And SBS Punjabi is going to talk to the High Commission of India regarding this as well. But coming back to the VFS and the responsibility, even if you have a disclaimer and all that, that's well and good. You are saying that VFS is not responsible for leaking any information.
Yes, VFS is a channel through which people can apply for visas for many countries.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. And but when they apply for anything, all the vital information is given to VFS. So you're saying that you don't retain the information, but it still transits through VFS. So there is some time and place when that information is with VFS. And it's a very sensitive information about people's passport numbers, date of birth, flights, all that. So does VFS not take any responsibility that there is a possibility that there is a leak in the system over there?
No. VFS's data security measures are audited to ISO standards. If you look up our website, you will find that we have data integrity accreditation and we have protection for data. Our data integrity is 100% and we do not deal in applicant data.
Right.
As I said, we urge all applicants or all people who receive such calls, please look at the website, please disconnect your call, connect with VFS if you have any doubt independently, and you will find that we would not be making any such calls at all.
So apart from that, it is very apparent that these scams are being made in the name of VFS. So has there ever been any worry to investigate these scams? I'm not talking about just Jitinder, because you're mentioning Jitinder, but as I said earlier, there are many people. Jitinder's case is just one because he contacted us, and many other people have contacted us in the past as well. So he's not just a lone victim of these scams. The point is that VFS's name, like you said, has been dragged into the scam, and it's not been done by VFS. So has there ever been a worry from VFS's side to clear the name or to investigate these cases? Has VFS done anything so far to investigate from their own behalf as to why this is happening or who is it that's doing it?
Yes, to answer your question, Preeti, we have lodged complaints with the police to protect VFS's name both in Australia and in India, giving details of the incident, the most recent one, of course, being Jitinder. And we share this information with the police in both cases, India and in Australia, because VFS is being dragged into a matter in which we have nothing to do. And obviously to provide the criminal justice system with the means to locate and trace down the scammers and indeed, where possible, the money trail.
Before Jitinder's case, have you lodged any complaint before this case? Has VFS lodged any complaints or investigation?
I will need to check and come back to you on that, whether we have lodged anything in Australia or in India.
Why doesn't VFS ask those victims then and there to pass on any proof or anything relating to that scam so that you have a database of people who are, you know, calling you and asking you that I've been scammed and this is the receipt, this is the phone number? Why aren't you collecting those proofs to follow up these cases?
A simple answer to that, Preeti, is that VFS has no locus standi in that respect. It is the victim who must appeal to the criminal justice system to ensure that he or she recovers the money which has been wrongfully taken away from them by the scamster, and to restore and to provide justice to them, and indeed to bring the criminals to book. For that purpose, it's up to each individual whether they wish to pursue a police case in Australia or in India. That's why this is a really useful medium for us to connect, and so that you can actually spread the word to the people through your esteemed channel to be aware of such scams. I would urge all your listeners to please double check by immediately calling the VFS number if it is VFS that is being mentioned. If it is a departure card or an arrival card, then call the immigration authorities of that respective country and you will get support before you proceed with anything along the lines of what the scamster requests you to do. So
please be careful,
and I think that will be a really useful message for you to pass on to all your listeners.
Yes, of course, that's our main purpose. We always keep our community in touch with the latest and we try to spread the positive message. But it just seems like VFS hasn't been able to spread or make people more aware. Now, as far as you said that VFS doesn't have any locus standi on this, but I understand that VFS is actually investigating Jatinder's case?
No, we are not investigating Jatinder's case.
Yeah.
Because in this specific case, we knew about VFS's name being utilized with the helpline number.
Mm.
The spoofing that took place with VFS's number, we are highlighting the spoofing incident to the police to say that our number is being spoofed.
Right.
And that was the specific background against which we are notifying the police both in India and in Australia.
So you have already notified the police?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Before I end this interview, I know we've been discussing this all along, but I would still like to ask one final time. These scams have been happening for a long time. Has VFS changed anything? We know you have a disclaimer on the website. Are there any means that VFS may adapt in the future to make people more aware of these scams and to prevent it? Is there any strategy that's going to come in place in the future?
One of the things that we are looking at, Preeti, is when people apply for an Australian visa at VFS's centers in India is that we give them access to this link of the alerts that we put on our website so that they become aware as they are possibly newly arrived people into Australia and who may or may not be fully savvy with potential scams that they may be subject to. However, that does not preclude it because currently, people do not need to come to a VFS center in order to apply for an Australian visa. They can apply online. They can apply through an agent. So it's highly likely that many applicants may not even come to a VFS center. So awareness for applicants coming into Australia is the single largest tool through which we can unitedly fight against these scams and prevent innocent people arriving into Australia from getting scammed of their money.
So VFS does not take any responsibility for the leaking of the information?
Yes, we absolutely empathize with the customers and we seek to provide them with complete information to ensure that their rights to their data is absolutely protected and that they have information to know that such scams are in operation and there is enough information that is being made available to them to ensure that they read up on this when somebody calls them stating to be from VFS. VFS does not make such calls. We do not collect money from applicants and we do not trade in data.
Thank you, Mr. Narayan, for taking the time out for talking to SBS Punjabi. And we will make this information available to our listeners. Thanks for your time.
Sat Sri Akal. Thank you very much, Preeti.